Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
National NFL writer for The Athletic, our friend Mike Jones. Mike, we were just having a passionate conversation a minute ago about the Bills fan that tucked the football away from the front row and ran and exited the stadium. Mike, I'm going to make the argument that he didn't need to do that, man. Like, it wasn't that serious. It's just a football. Give it back and be on your merry way. Would you have kept the ball and made a run for it? I don't think I would.
Well, my son and I had the same conversation because, see, here's the thing. When a player flips the ball into the stands or whatever, they come and take that ball from you.
Yeah.
Now, they will give you, like, a replica ball, but it's not one that Josh Allen threw to you. So I think because of that, he was like, dude, when am I ever going to get a real live ball that was tossed to me by Josh Allen? Hey, it's been a nice night. I'm getting out of here, and I am not giving this ball up. I'm not taking a replacement. I want the real thing.
Fair
so
enough.
I kind of understand that from that perspective, just because I've seen it. And, yeah, I mean, you can be like, oh, I got a ball at the football game. But you can't say, hey, Josh Allen threw me this ball.
Yeah. Man, fair I just enough, wonder man. If he ran all the way to the car.
Oh, he was like, gone. There was nobody stopping
He was
that
like,
guy.
I am not. I bet you he did not stop until he got there.
I love it.
I want to ask you about Monday Night Football. I mean, what a game for Trevor Lawrence. Jags won. But at this point, should Chiefs fans be panicking?
I mean, I don't know that you should panic yet because they still are not full force. I think you can be a little concerned by some of these shortcomings and some of these uncharacteristic self-inflicted wounds that you're seeing out of them. And, you know, normally they are on the other end. The ball bounces their way. They are on the opposite end of some of those calls. They did get a couple calls that didn't wind up, you know, hurting them, that they kind of got away with some things. But there are some other calls that they don't normally, you know, get. And so I think you can be a little bit concerned, but it is, you know, we're just finishing week 5. There's a lot of season left. And when you look at their division, there's nobody that really scares you. You know, the Chargers got off to a good start, but they're having injuries and they have some inconsistencies. The Broncos got a nice win over the Eagles, but they also are very up and down, and you don't really have to worry about the Raiders. So I still think that when they get everybody back, you know, Rashee Rice will be back soon. Their offense looks pretty good. Once they have him there, that'll be even better for them. So I still think that they can wind up being in pretty good shape. And my mind goes back to those years with the Patriots. Remember, they had some of those years where September and October, they didn't look great, and we thought, this is the end. And then by November, they were, you know, a well-oiled machine and would make some deep playoff runs. So I still think that's possible for the Chiefs, even though we saw some pretty, you know, concerning things and they should have won that game.
I'm going to stick with this topic, too, because I think this is interesting. And I'll go to a different team that has championship aspirations. How about the Baltimore Ravens? Mike, I think the stat was like $160 million worth of salary cap did not play the other night. Are they cooked?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Even when they had most of those guys on the field, their defense was still terrible. They couldn't stop anybody. I mean, they've given up 30-plus points, and I think it's 4 of the 5 games that they played in, and 300-plus yards in as well. So there's something that's off with this defense. You know, they decided to give Derrick Henry a decent amount of money, even though he's the age of 31. I don't think that they've invested in pass rusher as well as they should have. They've got Kyle Van Noy, who is on the wrong side of 30, and he's been out, but he's come back, you know, and they have some young guys. But there are just some things that are off, and I don't know that this team is going to be overcome them. I don't feel the same way that I do about the Chiefs when I look at the Ravens.
Hanging out with national NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Jones. Mike, let's stick with this national conversation real quick before we get back into the Atlanta Falcons. I want to talk about Jonathan Gannon. We've covered this topic a little bit this morning about his kind of apology about how animated he was on the sideline after the ball gets dropped before the goal line. I didn't even like, though, that he apologized. I maybe some of the physical chest slapping was a little bit over the top, but this is a guy whose job is seemingly going to be on the line sooner than later, and this is a Cardinals team that's now 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he could have said, look, I shouldn't have smacked him, but that clown cost us that game. I would not have apologized. I would have just qualified it as, you know, yeah, I shouldn't have, you know, had any physical contact, but I was furious. If you guys don't understand why, you know, then I can't help you. Because, you know, that was just a boneheaded play. And again, like you said, it's not that dude's job that's going to be on the line. It's Jonathan Gannon's. If they wind up falling out of this race in the very competitive NFC West, you know, when that was an opportunity, they should have won that game. They score that touchdown there. They're up 28-3, you know, but instead they give them some momentum and then everything, the wheels just fall off and they lose. So I don't blame him for being furious. And I would have just said, hey, yeah, I shouldn't have smacked him, but I don't apologize for undressing him.
Well, obviously, we are very focused on the Falcons. Bills are coming to Atlanta on Monday. We realize the force that Josh Allen is. We want the Falcons to win. What's the national perspective with this game?
Well, I mean, I think it's another big test for them. Obviously, you know, you're coming off of a bye. You've had time to prepare. You want to see, you know, how they can do. You're hoping that they can build on some of the positives. But they are still a team that's building. So, you kind of got to temper expectations, but you just never know. You know that they're going to be highly motivated to go out there and try to make a statement.
Mike, I want to bring you in the circle of trust here because this is one of the topics we've been kicking around. You know how bye weeks roll. Like, we're kind of just waiting for the next game, and you start kind of doing a little bit of self-scouting, especially us as fans. And we've been talking about the fact that the Falcons actually rank on a per-game basis the number one in total defense, number one in pass defense. I think we're a little bit, though, as a fan base, a little bit timid. It's like, you know, start looking at the quarterbacks you played and you miss Jaden Daniels. But what have you made so far about this Falcons defensive unit? Jeff Ulbrich seems to have stepped up to the plate, and you've had a couple of great performances by the rookies.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really help who you play. You know, if guys are out, they're out. But what just matters is what you do. You know, guys handling their responsibilities, executing the game plan, remaining, you know, within the framework of the defense and making stuff happen. And so I think that that's positive for you. Yes, you know that the road ahead is going to be more challenging, but this is what, you know, the first month of the season is about, is, you know, finding yourself, getting your identity down pat, and then, you know, hopefully building some momentum. So, yes, you've got some young guys up there, but they are seemingly growing into their roles and understand what is needed of them. And so, and that's going to be a big thing, especially when you have a young quarterback. You know, you have talent on offense, but you need a defense to kind of help keep you in games and bail you out at times.
Mike, I'm gonna make you think for a second. I'm gonna ask you about the 2024 NFL draft when it comes to quarterbacks, and I think asking questions like this sort of helps Falcons fans gain a little bit of perspective. It was almost a Drake May coming out party. A lot's been made about Caleb Williams. A lot's been made about Bo Nix. If you were redrafting that first round of the 2024 NFL draft when it comes to quarterbacks, how do you think you would rank those guys? Just looking back on a year and a quarter, I guess it would be at this point in time for those guys.
Well, Jaden Daniels would be number one.
Yeah.
And then I still think I'd go Caleb Williams number two. I sort of give him a bit of a mulligan because he was just in such a bad situation last year. But, you know, we're seeing improvement out of him. Number three, I guess, would be Bo Nix, then Penix, and then we'll see about McCarthy. So
My main change would just be Jaden Daniels. But, you know, it's we're seeing each of those guys start to come into their own. And, you know, so maybe this will be one of those draft classes that we'll really remember as being kind of historic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, last thing before we let you go, Mike, and I want to go back to Monday Night Football game last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously, we talked about the Kansas City component of this, but look, Liam Cohen, you knew that he was going to be an offensive guru coming from Tampa, and Travis Hunter. I had my questions about Travis Hunter. Can he actually go both ways? I still have questions about the longevity of it, but he does start both on offense and defense last night, 30 or more snaps, I think, both ways. What have you made about the Jacksonville Jaguars, man? What a massive statement win for them last night.
Yeah, that was huge. And the thing that you take away from them is that, okay, they had talent on this roster, but it was just a leadership thing, an energy thing. You have a young coaching staff, a young front office, guys who've got a lot of energy, a lot to prove, and these players are buying into their philosophies. We're seeing them execute. The thing that's impressed me the most has been the effort of this defense. I mean, they've had multiple takeaways now in every game this season. That has been huge for them. And that gives the offense more opportunities. And, you know, the Travis Hunter experiment is going to be something that we're going to continue to watch. But it was, you know, kind of big to see him make some plays defensively. I still don't know that they feature him enough offensively. A lot of times he's running clear outs for guys underneath. I would like to see them scheme things up a little bit more to take advantage of his athleticism. But maybe, you know, that's something that progresses as the season goes along. But a good job, a really great win for their first-time head coach.
Mike, you're the best, dude. That's NFL writer Mike Jones. You can find him on X at @ByMikeJones. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
All right, thanks. You guys have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.